2 years had passed so, and they had been the fastest of Vistara's young life. 16 now, she had transformed from a girl who yearned to become a Sith master to a highly respected apprentice. From an innocent who had never taken a life or even dealt a severe injury to an accomplished killer who had slain dozens by all methods imaginable. She had once dreamed of being allowed even the most fleeting of glimpses inside Omen. Now, she served on a vessel even larger and more powerful than that ancient, respected warship. They were returning home after a particularly satisfying attack, 6 Sith ships against 2 bulk freighters, which now were being towed back to Kesh to be repaired, refurbished, renamed, and integrated into the increasingly powerful Sith Armada. They had nearly a dozen vessels now. Vistara was happy in her current assignment, though she would have preferred to stay with Ship. He had accompanied them on this battle, and she could feel his contentment in the Force at their progress. And then she felt something else. She couldn't figure out what it was. A jolt, an unsettling in the Force, like a stone being thrown into a pond. It was nothing negative, but very powerful. Lady Rhea gasped, her fingers digging into the arm of her command chair. Her face had gone white, and her eyes were enormous and unseeing. Vistara glanced at her in concern, then left her station to go to her master and kneel beside her.
Lady Rhea, what is it?
For another moment, Lady Rhea simply stared, wide-eyed, at nothing. Then she blinked and seemed to come to her senses.
I felt someone very powerful in the Force, she said, her voice slightly shaky and laced with an uncertainty that Vistara had never before heard from her. It made her stomach clench. Strong in the power of the light side. A Jedi, a great master.
And Vistara felt a surge from Ship, and a name was placed in her head.
Skywalker.
Dad?
Ben's voice seemed to come to Luke from far away, floating to reach him. It was only his son's touch on his arm that finally brought Luke out of his Force-induced reverie.
What just happened? You all right?
Luke shook his head, staring at the item in his hand, and then gently placed it back down on the pile. Once he had ceased to be in physical contact with it, the strange tingling in the Force ceased.
Yes, I'm all right.
What was that?
Ben looked warily at the object, clearly deeply reluctant to touch it himself.
It's called the Codex, Luke said,
knowing this was true, but not remembering getting the knowledge.
It seemed to enhance my Force powers, augment them, make them much stronger.
Ben lifted an eyebrow and looked with new respect and curiosity at the item.
That's kinda astral. What is it?
I don't know. It's old. It's powerful. And
Luke hesitated.
It felt...
Ben frowned.
Dark? Is it dark side technology?
No.
Luke shook his head.
But it... While it enhanced my Force abilities, it also...
He groped for words, unused to being unable to articulate what he needed to convey.
I felt vulnerable, as if my ability to resist the temptations of the dark side was being tested. But it's not dark side technology in and of itself. It's just... There's a price for that kind of power.
Ben nodded slowly.
And there's something else. I sensed a disturbance in the Force.
That's hardly ever a good thing, Ben said.
Agreed. But it wasn't violent or tragic. Just, there was a kind of wrongness out there. Something's amiss, out of harmony.
Could you tell where, or who it affects?
Luke turned to Ben and looked at him searchingly.
It's coming from the Maw.